Well, good morning, St. John's Church family and all who are listening. Thanks for tuning in on Life FM or via our website. I'm Philip Burns, and this is the podcast of St. John's Presbyterian Church in Forest Street, Bendigo. Our first hymn this morning will be All Creatures of Our God and King. On this morning's podcast, we'll continue to follow through the series on the life and ministry of Elisha the prophet. There'll be more hymns and songs that will praise the name of our great God. Keith and Jenny will be reading the scriptures for us. There'll be a message for the children. And later in the hour, I'll bring a message from God's word to teach and encourage us. But now, Keith will lead us in prayer.
Through the psalmist, Heavenly Father, you exhort us and give us magnificent promises to quieten our hearts and to encourage us to persevere in these days when things seem out of kilter and we struggle through issues we have not experienced before. You say, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." It's not easy to put into effect your exhortation to be still in the midst of this COVID pandemic. Many of us are fearful and anxious about becoming infected with the virus and its possible effects upon us. Many of us are fearful and anxious about continuing in isolation with its associated loneliness. Many of us are fearful and anxious about losing our job or our business or our income. Many of us are fearful and anxious about school disruptions, especially those facing Year 12 exams. Many of us are fearful and anxious about being fatigued because of long hours worked testing and contact tracing or in combating the virus in hospital settings. Many of us are fearful and anxious about the squabbling between state premiers and the prime minister. Many of us are fearful and anxious about no end in sight to the current lockdowns and state border closures. Added to these anxieties, many are fearful for relatives and friends still remaining in Afghanistan. For us to be still in body, mind, and spirit, we need to be reminded that you are God, that you are in absolute control of all things, that you work for the good of those who love you, who have been called according to your purpose, and that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we ask you to forgive us for our fears and anxieties, for these show that we are focusing our attention on circumstances and not upon you. And we ask you to work in us to still our fears and anxieties by reminding us that you are God and that you will be exalted by all nations and throughout the earth. Enable us to heed the instruction of King Solomon when he says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." Now, as we are gathered in the name of Jesus, accept our worship, our prayers, and our praise. Speak to us from your word and through your servant Philip. Use your word and Philip's message to encourage us and to stimulate us to more diligent and effective service. We offer this time and all we do in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning. My name is Keith and I'm reading from 2 Kings chapter 8 verses 1 to 6. Now Elisha had said to the woman whose son he had restored to life, "Arise and depart with your household and sojourn wherever you can, for the Lord has called for a famine, and it will come upon the land for 7 years." So the woman arose and did according to the word of the man of God. She went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. And at the end of the 7 years, when the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, she went to appeal to the king for her house and her land. Now the king was talking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, "Tell me all the great things that Elisha has done." And while he was telling the king how Elisha had restored the dead to life, behold, the woman whose son had been restored to life appealed to the king for her house and her land. And Gehazi said, "My lord, O king, here is the woman, and here is her son, whom Elisha restored to life." And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed an official for her, saying, "Restore all that was hers, together with all the produce of the fields, from the day that she left the land until now." We ask God's blessing on this reading of his holy word. Amen.
Our next song this morning is "Behold the Lamb of God." Well, it's time for the children's talk. It's Philip here again, and I'm wondering if you've ever been asked to take out the rubbish bins. Or maybe you do it every week. In our house, taking out the rubbish bins is my job, although it's not too hard a task. During the week, all our food scraps go into our food waste kitchen bin, and they get tied up in green plastic bags and dropped into the bin with the green lid. Also during the week, all our paper and glass and recyclable plastic gets put into the bin with a yellow lid, and all the rest of our waste doesn't go into the green-lidded bin or the yellow-lidded bin, goes into the garbage bin. Most people have a red lid on their garbage bin, but for some reason, our garbage bin lid is the same colour as the bin itself. Now, as I said, it's not a really hard job to wheel the bins all of 20 metres to the front nature strip and then wheel them back in the morning after they've been emptied. That's not hard. But the tricky part is remembering which bin to put out each week. Is it recycling this week or green waste? Not so long back, I really couldn't remember, and so I copied what the neighbour next door had done, and because she got it wrong, I got it wrong. Do you ever have to put out the bins? Because of this green waste system we have, these days the bins don't smell too bad. Not like the olden days, when everything went into the one bin, or the really olden days when the garbage truck used to come around with men on the back whose job was to jump off and pick up your smelly bin and empty it in the back of the smelly garbage truck. And when I was younger, boy, did that garbage truck smell. Sometimes life throws us things that smell a bit like garbage. Not everything that's going to happen to you in life is going to be something you'll like or want. You could probably name lots of things that are a bit like garbage and rubbish. Having a fight with a friend, not being able to see your friend because of lockdown, just lockdown's enough. Or getting sick, or having someone in your family get sick, or your pet get sick, or your pet die, or breaking your leg, or, like in our reading this morning, having someone move into your house while you're away. Yep, that's what happened. The woman we read about in 2 Kings chapter 8 this morning had that happen to her. The prophet Elisha told her about the famine that was going to come upon the land of Israel and that she should move away from her home for 7 years to avoid it. So she did. She obeyed everything he said. She packed up and went away and lived in the land of the Philistines for those 7 years, and then she came back to her house in Israel after 7 years, only to find that other people had moved in. Can you imagine that? Imagine going away, maybe not for 7 years, let's make it 7 days, and coming back to find, like Goldilocks, that someone's been sleeping in your bed and what's worse, they're still there. Now, while this sort of rubbish was thrown at the woman, the end of the story wasn't all bad, because God worked it out for her and he fixed the whole thing up. Sometimes you might feel that all life throws at you is garbage, but don't ever forget that God is the greatest recycler of all, and he can use all the tough things that come our way for his purpose and for our good. This morning we're going to hear this verse read to us. It's Romans 8:28, and it goes like this. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. It's hard to go through the tough stuff, but God has a plan, and his plan is for your good, and he is good all the time. Can you remember that? Hope to see you soon.
Good morning. This is Jenny. I'm going to be reading this morning from Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 30. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. But not only the creation, but we ourselves. We have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. For those whom he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. May God bless this reading to us.
Our next song this morning is Before the Throne of God. Well, that's all from us at St. John's Presbyterian Church, Bendigo, this Sunday morning. And we'd like to express our grateful thanks to Life FM for hosting this podcast each week. My name is Philip Burns. It's been great to have you listen in via Life FM or via our website, bendigopc.org.au. You can find there all our contact details and information on how you too can come to know of the salvation that comes by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Join us again next Sunday at 9 a.m. on Life FM, or better still, if lockdown restrictions aren't in place, join us at 10:30 a.m. at our church building on the corner of Forest and Mackenzie Streets in central Bendigo. Until then, may God grant you his peace, his blessing, and his grace this day as you walk with him and serve in his name.